You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 1041 AM here on this Wednesday, September 13th. I'm Cameron Heron, and it's time for the Valley Talk program. And I'm joined by a couple of very special guests. It's Anna Gustafson, director of Scruffy Tales, and Jasmine Melsha, owner of Drafts. How are you two doing today?
Doing very well, Cameron. Thank you.
Doing good. Thank you.
Yep, that's good to hear. And of course, we're here to talk about a little bit of a partnership that Scruffy Tales and Drafts are getting together. But before we get into that, I just kind of wanted to ask you, like, what your roles in each of your respective businesses are.
So at Scruffy Tales, I am currently the director. I started fairly recently. I started in the middle of August, just kind of coming in and trying to get some momentum going for the rescue. And so far we've been very, very lucky with our partners in the community. We've had, there's a current fundraiser going on through Hugo's. They're doing a scan campaign for us. Drafts has reached out to us, which is what we're here to talk about today, to work on a fundraiser that's upcoming. And, you know, we're trying to fund everything in the rescue, and we've been very lucky with our community partners, and we're very grateful for that.
And Jasmine, what kind of prompted you to join Scruffy Tales in this endeavor?
Well, we wanted to do some kind of a fundraiser for a while, and we all love animals at Draft, so we just decided, like, the Humane Society made sense to partner with them. And we're actually just, we're pet friendly now on our patio, so we were just like, let's get some dogs here from Scruffy Tales. See if we can help them raise some money.
Yeah, that's very cool. And let's start talking about that that fundraiser coming up. And yeah, just let the listeners know about what they can expect.
Yeah, of course. So, the reason we're having this fundraiser is because Scruffy Tales is at capacity for animals. We're, we're full on cat kennels. We're, almost completely full in our dog kennels, especially with impound animals still coming in. So we've been having a lot of medical costs and animal care costs that have been associated with having that large of a capacity going on. And so this event is really to help us fund those continuing costs that we deal with. And I can kind of let Jasmine explain their specials and everything, but we're going to have a spot where if, you guys want to donate physical objects, you're welcome to. You know, we always need things like bleach and cleaner and that kind of thing. But really, this is to come out, meet several of our dogs. We'll have them on the patio in Adopt Me banners or Adopt Me vests. And I'm going to hand it over to Jasmine now for their portion.
Yeah, so what we're going to have is we'll have a $5 corn dog baskets. And for $5, you get a corn dog and chips. And 100% of that $5 will go to the Humane Society. We're also going to donate 10% of our sales during the duration. So again, this is on Sunday the 17th from 3 to 7 p.m. So all of our sales will donate 10% to the Humane Society. And then we're going to have a truck sitting out in the parking lot where we can take dog food, cat food. Anna can maybe say more what they're in need of right now. But we'll help load some of that stuff back for them too. So we're hoping to collect some donations there as well. And just to draw awareness to the Humane Society. So hopefully they can get some of their animals adopted out.
Yeah, and you mentioned about the being at capacity, and does that fluctuate throughout the months and throughout the year? Or?
It can fluctuate throughout the year. We're actually up quite a bit from where we were last year. Mm-hmm. Year to date, we've had over 75 animals just from the city impound. We also take impound animals from Polk and Norman County, so we've got animals coming in addition to that. Plus, there's also animals that unfortunately just get left at our doorstep or abandoned outside the shelter. So we have a lot of animals coming in, and we do our best to provide all the care and find good homes for them. So sometimes that just takes time.
Do you have it where the shelter can take animals in instead of people just leaving them out, or is that not really a thing?
We prefer that, we do have a wait list for people that need to rehome their animals, which, the idea with that is that we call when we have space. However, we ask that people don't just abandon their animals outside for safety reasons. So, it's one of those things where it happens, and it we just have to kind of move on when it does, but it's not something that we encourage by any means.
Yeah, and of course, you know, when the shelter is full, you have all these costs, and again, what are some of those specific costs that you're hoping that this event will help fund?
So medical care, you know, is a big one. You know, we deworm every animal that comes through our door. We do flea and tick medication monthly. In addition to that, you know, vaccines get very expensive. And then when we're doing things like we have to spay and neuter all the animals that come through our door, which is another big cost. And then, you know, some of the times, you know, we have several animals that are not adoptable right now just due to illnesses that we keep separated in the shelter while we get them medical treatment and they undergo things. So, you know, there's a lot of ongoing costs for just animal care. And then, you know, things like food, things like cat litter, they really add up. They're when you're dealing with over 20 cats, and it gets expensive really fast, unfortunately.
As an owner of two cats, I definitely know that can add up pretty quickly, and it just kind of, it's almost like an exponential growth as it goes on, because like you all of a sudden need to go from having one thing, a kitty litter per week or whatever, to, you know, like 10 for all of those. So obviously the supplies are needed as well.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, there is some, you know, overhead costs of, you know, we need extra staff hours to provide care for all the animals and stuff too. So it's just kind of a never climbing chart, unfortunately.
Yeah, that is how it goes. But it's great that Drafts is going to be stepping in to help with that.
Yeah, we're excited. Our staff's excited. It's always good. You know, it's a good event when people are requesting to work the event.
Yeah. And that's definitely something that I think brings a lot of people together, is helping out animals. We get, you know, we see an animal in need, and I think we all get just irrationally sad. Like, I know when I see like a stray cat walking through, I'm like, oh, I just want to adopt it and give it a home. But obviously don't want to do that. But, you know, it is something that I think a lot of people will definitely help out with. So, you know, we talked about this fundraiser, and we'll recap it towards the end of the Valley Talk. But are there any other things that are kind of going on at Scruffy Tails, Anna, that you kind of wanted to chat about at all?
Absolutely. So right now we are working with a couple local partners. We've got a contractor that we're working with, and huge shout out to Northern Lumber. They've been great. They're working on a draft for us for the remodel downstairs. As many people know, our downstairs is in desperate need of a remodel. We're looking to expand the impound area so that we can continue to help all those animals that are coming in through our doors that way, as well as just, you know, resealing the floors, making it safe, putting in safe kennels. So, you know, it's a really big project. They're doing the draft for us, and we're getting estimates on that. So once we have that, we will be doing, we're applying for several grants right now, but we'll also be doing a community appeal for fundraising for that remodel.
And earlier this summer, you remodeled an outdoor portion, correct?
Yes, we did the dog runs, which has been absolutely wonderful. You know, our dogs really enjoy being out there and being able to run and have playtime. There are several of them that, you know, get along exceptionally well, so we allow them playtime together as well as time apart, and it's really been a beneficial thing for them.
And over to Jasmine, is this your first foray into collaborating with Scruffy Tails?
Yes. Yep. I don't think it'll be our last, though.
Yeah, of course.
We hope not.
Maybe try to squeeze in another one yet this fall or next summer. You know, we talked about doing this much earlier in the year, and then it, you know, time gets away from you. So, no, we'd like to do this again and maybe even do it on a regular basis.
And I guess while you're here, Jasmine, do you want to talk about any sort of other events going on with Drafts at all, or...?
Well, like I said, we are dog friendly now on our patio. So we do have, we'll be sharing that policy, you know, just because we want to make sure that all the dogs and, you know, visitors that are on our patio are, that everybody stays safe. So we do, we are opening up the patio to be pet friendly as well. So, but yeah.
That's great to hear. I think that'll definitely be something a lot of people take advantage of. If no other reason, then, you know, you just want to hang out with your dog a little bit more, even when you go out to eat. And
We got a lot of people coming back from the lake that
for sure
want to stop and don't want to leave their dog in the car, which we don't recommend.
So. Yeah, of course. You know, that's definitely something that I wish more people knew, is to not leave their cars in hot cars. But for any listeners who have just tuned in the middle of this, this is a Valley Talk program here on this Wednesday, September 13th. And I've got Anna Gustafson, director of Scruffy Tales, and Jasmine Melsha, owner of Drafts. And we've been talking about their partnership here. And do we want to kind of recap exactly what this fundraiser, when and where and all that fine details?
Yep. Sunday, September 17th from 3 to 7 p.m. So
at Drafts Barn Grill patio area specifically. Yep. But the rest of the restaurant will be participating as well. They just won't have dogs.
Yep. Dogs outside.
Yeah,
humans
sure.
inside.
Don't bring them inside. Yeah.
Yep.
That's
unless
definitely
it's a service animal. Yep.
Yeah, well, that's true. That will always be the exception. And of course, you can get those corn dog baskets that you were talking about.
Yep. Come get a corn dog or anything else off the menu.
Yeah.
A beer, anything at all that you get, the 10% of those sales for that 4 hours will go towards the Humane Society.
It's almost just like, just come out for dinner and just support a good cause. It's not even like a event where you have to like dress up or maybe get into a different mood. Just come out and have a nice dinner and support the Scruffy Tales. And that, I think, is something that a lot of people would be interested. Any other comments you want to make before we kind of get towards the end of this?
Well, we'll see you Sunday.
Yes, we hope to see everyone Sunday. And, again, Scruffy Tales is just very grateful to Drafts for working with us to do this partnership. And we hope to do many events with them in the future.
For sure. Yep. Definitely something that a great partnership that I think a lot of people will enjoy to see and will love to support. So thank you very much, Anna and Jasmine. Thank you for coming on Valley Talk.
Thank you, Cameron.
So that was your Valley Talk program here on this Wednesday, September 13th.